the United States is going to bomb Iraq with absolutely no international support. I think it's outrageous. I think it's heartbreaking. I think our government is a total loose cannon in the world, and that we can only come out into the streets in order to protest right now.
Since September 11th, thousands of Muslims, Arabs, and South Asians have been detained and disappeared by the U.S. government.
If Bush insists on proceeding with this racist war, we're going to shut this city down.
We must keep resisting, keep fighting, and never give up.
Coalition forces have begun striking selected targets of military importance to undermine Saddam Hussein's ability to wage war. These are opening stages of what will be a broad and concerted campaign.
Massive aerial assaults continue to rock Baghdad as U.S. and British forces push northward from the Kuwaiti border.
After the start late last night of the U.S. war on Iraq, people around the world took to the streets in protest. In Sydney, Australia, some 20,000 came out, while massive anti-war actions also took place in the U.K., Spain, France, Germany, and in many cities around the U.S.
High school students in the D.C. area were arrested walking out of school, and protesters shut down D.C.'s Key Bridge during the morning commute. Students and labor groups march on the White House tonight.
Groups of protesters littered the streets with newspaper dispensers, angering motorists who were stuck between intersections.
We just want to be in solidarity with everybody around the world right now for the peace movement, for not having the war in our names as Americans.
This is what democracy looks like. Look around, everyone. Bring those troops home. Give them hope here.